Warren, Terry McAuliffe says the McDonnell administration is using bonds to borrow almost $2 billion for transportation funding in Virginia, and yet has no mechanism for paying that money back. Any truth in that?
It's just flat out wrong. The General Assembly originally authorized the road borrowing in 2007, but for a variety of reasons, the issuance of the bonds was delayed. Lawmakers back then set up what's called the Priority Transportation Fund to set aside revenues to pay back the loans. And the main source of revenues in this fund is one-third of the state's proceeds from its tax on insurance premiums. The fund also gets some money from the wholesale tax on gasoline that station owners pay. The state is expected to deposit about $225 million in the priority fund over the next 7 years, and the payment for the road bonds will be about $176 billion a year. So contrary to McAuliffe's claim, there is a mechanism with more than enough money in it to pay back the bonds.
Warren, you gave Mr. McAuliffe's camp an opportunity to account for that statement. What did they say?
When PolitiFact, Virginia.com spoke to Terry McAuliffe, he told us he knew that there was a mechanism but was trying to make a rhetorical statement before a political crowd. We think it's ridiculous that he would make a claim that he knew was wrong, and we rated it pants on fire.
Warren, let's turn now to former governor and former Senator George Allen, who hopes he is also future Senator George Allen. He's after the Republican nomination to run for the seat being vacated by Jim Webb in 2012. Tea Party activist Jamie Radke is hoping to win that same nomination, and she has indicated that George Allen, when he was in the Senate before, generated 40,000 earmarks. You checked that out. What did you learn?
This is a false statement. It's quite remarkable because if you think about it, over the 6 years that George Allen was in the Senate, he would have had to request 18 earmarks every day. What the earmarks are, of course, they're better known as pork, and they're line items that lawmakers put into the budget for pet projects back home. When we called Radke's camp, they told us that 40,000 is roughly the total number of earmarks requested by all 535 members of Congress during the time that Allen was in the Senate. They said that Allen deserves the blame for these because he voted for massive appropriation bills which contained these line items for the earmarks, as did most other members of Congress. We can't tell how many earmarks Allen actually requested himself when he was in the Senate, because back then you didn't have to put your name on them. But we can tell you that it was nowhere near the 40,000 that Radke's claiming, and that 40,000 was divided up by 535 members of Congress. So Radke's comment is false.
So Jamie Radke gets a false for saying that George Allen generated 40,000 earmarks during his first term in the Senate, and for claiming the McDonnell administration has no mechanism for paying back that road bond money, Terry McAuliffe gets a pants on fire. Warren Fisk writes for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and for PolitiFactVirginia.com. I'm Fred Eccles.